Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 18th of June. I want first of all just have a quick look at the markets and then talk a little bit about something rather different from my usual. Last week actually generally a positive week on the markets, but I think that was purely speculative. Markets are politically influenced at the moment, and it's all about short and medium term outcomes for elections and policies in Greece, France, Germany, and of course towards the end of the year the United States. Most markets say were up around 1 or 2% last week. Gold is up about 4%, oil up about 1%, and the US dollar is down against all major minor currencies, really on central bank announcements and moves to pour liquidity into the global economy in the event of a poor result in Greece. So I just want to return, if I can, to the theme of the balance sheet financial crisis we're in at the moment. I talked some time ago about key ratios of debt, where debt exceeds around 85-90% of GDP in the consumer, business or public sectors. Growth tends to be smothered because the debt is just too much for the economy to handle. And what we've seen over the last decade or so is an accumulation of debt and a reduction in equity, which has led to this serious structural imbalance, which is the root cause of the crisis that we're in at the moment. It is a balance sheet crisis. So what's the UK solution to this? Well, last week they announced they're going to make a further $100 billion available for borrowing. And I was struck by an interview with the Chief Executive Officer of the London Stock Exchange on Friday, who forcefully put forward the alternative. His argument was that it's small and medium companies and innovation that drive growth. Bank lending isn't suitable for startups. They've got high risk profiles and banks cannot be rewarded for that risk through a fixed rate of interest. And the appropriate tool for small and medium sized companies is equities. They don't require a lien on assets, they don't require interest payments, they're more flexible. But what's happened over the last 30 or so years is changes to the fiscal and regulatory environment, which have been aimed at achieving stability, have actually made equities and equity funding significantly less attractive and reduced the ability of businesses to raise capital through their fundamental source, which is equities. So here in the UK, debt is tax deductible, it's subsidised through the taxpayer, but equities are heavily taxed throughout their life cycle. As we all know, through tax on dividends, capital gains tax, even ultimately inheritance tax. In addition, apart from the fiscal side, you've got the regulatory side, new accounting rules, Basel III, Solvency II, making it impossible for insurance companies and banks and pension funds to hold significant amounts of equities. And that's having unintended consequences. Stability may have been achieved, but it's at the price of de-equitization. And arguably, we're not even sure that stability has been achieved. And what we see is this worrying trend where the most suitable financial vehicle for funding innovation and growth is effectively being squeezed by accounting rules, fiscal policies, dividend tax, capital gains tax, transaction taxes. And we're seeing this de-equitization in the financial sector in particular. In 2009, only 5 years ago, pension funds had 70% of their assets in equities. Today it's down to just 30%. And so I believe, like the CEO of the London Stock Exchange, that if we're going to stimulate growth and employment, we have to have a fundamental review of the way financial assets are taxed and regulated. And we've got to rebalance in favour of equities and away from debt. So what we need out there now is far-sighted politicians who are going to help us get out of this crisis by introducing policies that redress the debt-equity balance, policies that cut taxpayer subsidies of debt and reduce the significant taxation on equities. I think it's notable that back in the 80s and 90s, we were an equity-driven society, debt levels were around 30% of GDP, and we were wealthy. And I think it's no coincidence that with debt levels at around 100% of GDP, we are not wealthy. QED. Anyway, that's it for me. Just a quick brief rant. I hope you have a good week. Keep an eye out on what's going on in politics in Europe, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please don't take this as advice, and Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. A number of